What are the 10 retirement mistakes you don't want to have to explain to your wife? In his role as founding partner at Eigenberger & Weiner LLC, Sheldon Weiner has been giving retirement advice for well over 35 years. During that time, he has seen clients literally make hundreds of mistakes regarding their retirement planning. And he personally has learned from those mistakes, mainly because as a husband of more than four decades, he does not want to have to explain those mistakes to his wife, Sharon, about why they don't have the quality of life in retirement that she has been looking forward to. To help you do the same, Sheldon is here today to talk about the 10 retirement mistakes he doesn't want to have to explain to his wife. You are listening to Finance Rules on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, your host, and I'm excited to talk to Sheldon about this important topic. So welcome to the show, Shel.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, let's get started. First of all, what made you choose to write about this topic?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I've been doing this for over 35 years, giving retirement advice. And I have seen people make all kinds of mistakes. Recently, I had a wife questioning her husband at a meeting that we had as to why their retirement is not going the way she planned. And it got me to think a little bit. I've been married for over 40 years, and I don't want to have that kind of conversation with my wife. So I decided to write about it.
Very, very, very good. So let's talk about some of these. First of all, in this list that you've written for EBW's Financial News website, you talk about taking money out of Social Security too early. Why can that be a bad thing?
Well, things have changed. Years ago, we told people if you're really set up for retirement, you've got all your ducks lined up, go ahead and take it at 62 because it takes so long to make up the money. Recent changes in the law have changed our thinking. Today, if you take money out at 62, you are losing a lot. Your check, say, from 62 to 66 is growing at 7.5%, and from 66 to 70, it's growing at 8% a year. Where can you get 8% guaranteed at no risk? Well, you can't anywhere. So it's often better to take money out of your retirement accounts early and take it from Social Security at 70 or later.
Makes perfect sense. So let's also talk about underestimating your life expectancy. Why is it important not to do that?
Well, one of the things that my clients tell me all the time when we plan to age 95 or 100, that they don't intend to be around that long. But statistics show that's not true. There are over 70,000 Americans currently over age 100, and even more startling, there's over 2 million Americans who are age 90 or above. So many of the retirement plans that work for our parents and grandparents don't work for us, so you've got to plan for that longevity.
So what do you recommend when it comes to consulting a financial advisor? Obviously you have a vested interest in that, but why is it really important to go talk to a professional?
Well, I do have a vested interest. However, emotions are very important. Long term, the stock market runs on earnings and profits. But short term, it runs on emotions. People tend to be very emotional about their money. I know that seems strange, but professionals, financial planners, are not emotional about your money. They're emotional about their own money. Emotions affect things. Long term, the market runs on profits and earnings. But short term, it runs on emotions. And this can affect your thinking. For instance, the S&P 500 in 2014 actually gained 13.69%. However, the average mutual fund investor only brought home returns of 5.5%, leaving a difference of 8.19% on the table. That's way too much. And most of that is emotions, people getting in and getting out at the wrong time. So I suggest using a professional financial planner to give you advice as to what to do. It's all about things you really don't know.
So, Sheldon, let's talk about some of these retirement mistakes. Obviously, our listeners can find all 10 of them on your website, ebwfinancialnews.com. But why don't you go over some of the big three that you really want people to remember today?
Be glad to. First, save money. Now, this should be obvious, but it's amazing how many people wait before they start saving. I don't care if it's $5 a week. Rule number one is pay yourself first. And according to recent studies, 57% of the people in the 2015 Retirement Confidence Survey said that they had assets of less than $25,000, excluding their home and retirement plan at work. That's just not enough. So you need to start saving. Number two, make sure you write down your plan. This is very important. All the psychologists tell us that. Put the plan in writing, share it with your spouse or superior other, and make sure that you follow the plan. As we already discussed, don't take Social Security too early, because if you do that, you're liable to run out of money on the other end. Plan for the unexpected events. Things happen that we don't expect. The new roof that you have to put on the house, or dental work that you suddenly need, or the unexpected vacation that may come up. So you need a cash account, usually 5 to 6 months living expenses, liquid, probably in a bank where you can get hold of it in case of that rainy day that happens to all of us. We talked about the lifespan. We're living much, much longer. So you have to plan to be around that extra time. You have to save enough money and have it managed properly so that you will be able to fulfill your needs in your 80s and 90s. Don't forget about insurance, especially long-term care. You need to have enough insurance to take care of your family in case they outlive you. And you need long-term care in case you outlive them, for instance. It tends to be expensive, but it is very, very necessary. In Fairfax County, the average cost of a nursing home is almost $90,000 a year now, and it's going up all the time. So you need to have that. Make sure that you have an estate plan, a will, a trust. It should be done with an attorney, and you should have it reviewed regularly, say every 3 years, but it must be in writing, and you must also have powers of attorney, which protect you as far as when to pull the plug, but also protect your accounts if you are unable to manage them. Another part is keep track of old retirement plans. I am constantly talking to clients who opened up an IRA 10, 15 years ago, put $2,000 away, and it's grown substantially, but they haven't looked at it in years. We change jobs regularly in America. So many people have old 401ks that they haven't looked at in a long time, and they lose track. So many times you can increase your retirement income by going back to those old plans and see what options you have. Many people work part-time in employment. Some people have to, of course, but working part-time gives them the ability to make a little bit of extra money and gives them something to do. And then finally, as I said, consult a financial advisor or other professional when you're creating your plan. It helps you stay on track and make sure that all of your plans come to fruition.
Awesome. Those are 10 fantastic tips, and there's even more detail on the website at ebwfinancialnews.com. So our last question to you today, Shel, is
sure.
Have you taken your own advice? Do you have anything to explain to your wife?
I have taken my own advice. I am in charge of finances, and I have been very careful about that. So I don't have any problems I have to take care of, because I have learned over the years, if the wife ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Amen to that. Thank you so much for joining us with those great tips, Sheldon. We really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you very much.
For more information about Eigenberger & Weiner LLC, go to one of their two websites, ebwllc.com or ebwfinancialnews.com, where you'll be able to read more of Sheldon's advice and all the other analysts talking about great things that you need to keep in mind while you are planning ahead for retirement in their Knowledge Center. You are listening to Finance Rules on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your host, and we look forward to bringing more retirement advice to you so that you can plan ahead for a healthy financial future. We will talk to you soon.